This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The prosecution is asking for a change of venue in the case of Ben Train. He's the former head of a now-shuttered boarding school in Lee County. Train is accused of sex-related crimes involving children. Assistant Iowa Attorney General Denise Timmons says a change of venue is necessary because it is unlikely that a fair and impartial jury can be seated from the jury pool in Keokuk. She says the school employed numerous local residents, including former Keokuk Police Chief Tom Crew, former Keokuk School Board President Tyler McGackie, and Keokuk Alderman-elect Devin Dade. Timmons says there has also been extensive media coverage about Train and the school, both before its closure and after. Timmons says failing to seat an impartial jury in a reasonable amount of time would make it difficult for witnesses driving or flying in from other states. She did not list a preferred location for the trial, and a hearing has not been set on her motion. The trial is scheduled to begin December 12th. Ben Train is charged with sexual abuse, sexual exploitation by a counselor, and child endangerment in connection with his time in charge of Midwest Academy. He has pleaded not guilty. The School for Troubled Teens closed in early 2016 after local, state, and federal agents raided it amid allegations of sexual abuse. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.